Welcome to the Living the Dream podcast with Curveball. If you believe, you can achieve. Welcome to the Living the Dream with Curveball podcast, a show where I interview guests that teach, motivate, and inspire. Today, we're going to talk about change. You know, sometimes you want to make change, but you just need a nudge to take that crucial step forward. I definitely know because that's how I started this podcast. I am joined today by author and energy coach, Gabrielle Hemstone. Gabrielle helps people who want to make the change, whatever that change might be, but they just need that nudge to take the crucial step forward. So she's going to be talking to us today about her story and how she helps people get rid of stagnation, if that's a word, and fear. Yes. So Gabrielle, yes. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Curtis, for having me. It's great to be here.
Why don't you start off by telling everybody a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I've been on this planet for 54 years, so I'm not quite sure where to start with that question. But I guess I'll just, in summary, I would describe myself as a seeker. I've always been a seeker. From a very, very young age, I've been fascinated with growing, learning more about myself. And over time, that grew into kind of a spiritual awakening. I had a moment when I was about 7 or 8 years old. That is my first memory of this kind of seeker mentality. I was sleeping, and I woke up in the middle of the night I just had this incredibly powerful dream. It was a scary dream. It was a frightening dream. But I decided to get out of bed anyway, sit on my windowsill, and I started to document the dream. Didn't know what it meant, but I just documented it. And that started a process of deep introspection that's never really left me. I've been always on the hunt for more information, self-discovery. And what was really fascinating about the experience was, even as a young child, I didn't know what I was doing, but after I'd finished journaling, I felt release. I felt the sense of deep catharsis. And it was that experience of catharsis that really got me started on personal growth, and the journey's never ended. So I think I would describe myself as a deep seeker.
Okay. Gabrielle, the deep seeker. So kind of tell us about, you know, when you got to the point to where you wanted to help others and show them what you've learned and help them in their lives.
Yeah. Well, that journey of kind of wanting to discover more about myself carried on, you know, throughout my childhood and into my teens. When I was 9, my father passed away, and it really got me asking questions. Obviously I'm going to articulate this as a, you know, in an adult way, but as a child, I guess I was asking, why me? It felt very unfair, and I couldn't make sense of how a man that had so much to give to the world was taken. So I then went into therapy, and I spent my teenage years exploring myself. And then when it came to university, college time, it was a no-brainer. I went straight into the field of psychology. And it was, as I studied, I realized that my passion for self-mastery actually extended to helping other people grow into the best versions of themselves. I grew up in South Africa, and, you know, everyone would be aware of the dark days of apartheid. And I saw so many incredibly talented and gifted Black South Africans not able to actualize because of all the, I guess, restrictions placed on them. And so that was activated in me. And through psychology, I was able to find a path to help others step into the best version of themselves. And, you know, that's where I stayed for 25 years.
Well, explain to the listeners what an energy coach actually is.
Well, an energy coach is somebody who helps people master their energy. And there are three components to mastering your energy. But maybe before I say that, I'll say that an energy coach would be someone who deeply understands that it's energy that runs the show. Most of the time we sit in therapy, we're working on our mindsets, changing thought patterns, changing patterns of behavior, getting on top of our emotions. But all of those things are actually just energy. They have an energetic frequency. And typically when there's something playing out over and over and over again, there's an energetic block to it. So what I do is, other than healing people, I help them master their own energy. And there are three components to that. The first one is being able to understand your energy, sensing into your energy, reading it, and knowing what's going on in any given moment. The second part of that is managing your energy. So we all dip. And, you know, how do you interrupt dips and how do you maintain a high vibration as you move through life? And then the third part of it is around optimizing your energy, because deep within us, we've got untapped potential. We've got latent or dormant gifts. And I teach people how to activate those dormant gifts. So that's what an energy coach would be doing, those three things.
Well, how can energy mastery benefit those who are going through major life transitions? And explain, you know, more if you would like to, what energy mastery actually is. I know you just gave the three components of it.
Yes. So, well, if you think about major life transitions, and that could be anything, Curtis, from, you know, a marriage or relationship coming to an end, a massive change in career, it could be a move, country, city, any transition and life transition. Those are typically really uncertain and stressful times. You generally go through a pretty disruptive period before things start taking off and settling down. So if you know how to master your energy, if you can understand, manage, and optimize your energy, it helps in so many ways, but the most important way that it helps is with resilience. Because when your vibration is high and you've elevated your energy, it's high, you're kind of mastering it. Not only are you able to bounce back from adversity quicker and more effectively, but actually you're able to rise above adversity because your frequency exists in a different reality to the adversity that's happening in your physical world. So it's a really magical way of building resilience, which is needed when going through these difficult transitions in life.
Okay, well, you are so good and definitely want to help people so much that you left a 27-year corporate career to become an energy coach. So tell us what you did in that corporate career and why you decided to leave it to become an energy coach.
As in my 27-year corporate career, I worked in the field of organizational psychology. And I did that for, you know, a quarter of a century. I loved my career. It was a very big part of my identity, probably too big a part of my identity. It gave me so much, including intellectual stimulation. And about 25 years into it, things started shifting. It no longer had the sound. I suddenly started feeling less resonance with it. It was the weirdest thing because it had been so integral to me. And it was really like a sign that I needed to shift gear, but I didn't. Then what happened was, like, I had the sense of discomfort and I found myself working for a really large bank. I hated my job. I was in a senior leadership role. I was incredibly stressed. I wasn't sleeping. old illness that had come back that was pretty serious. And I woke up on a Sunday morning and I had this sense of dread in the pit of my stomach. And I went outside and I kind of went for a walk and put my earpods in and listened to a podcast of all things. And in the podcast, this woman was talking about having such magical things happening in her life. Her daughter was getting married. She was expecting her first child and she was going to be a granny for the first time. And this woman had lived with anxiety for many, many years and she couldn't enjoy the moment. She kept waiting for the other shoe to fall. And in that conversation, I realized that her story was my story, that there was something that had grown in me that was creating, I was living almost in an invisible prison, a constant cycle of anxiety and stress and dread. And when I listened to that woman's story, I realized that I had to shift gears. I had to actually get out of the corporate world and find and forge a new path forward.
Talk about some specific tools or practices that listeners can use and start working with today to support their own energy.
Well, I guess it depends what they are dealing with. I mean, there's so many different tools that we use for different things, but I guess maybe we can think about if somebody is feeling low, say they're feeling flat, they're feeling overwhelmed and just lethargic. That's a common problem. Wake up feeling blue. One of the things that I do every day, and I teach my clients how to do this, it's so simple, is to tune into yourself. Just when you wake up, just tune in to your body and how you're feeling. And whatever that tells you, then pick one word for the day, something that is simple, but it's going to guide you throughout the day. It's going to remind you where to put your focus, where to put your energy, and then focus on that one word as you chart the course through the day. I'll give you an example. I mean, yesterday my word was allow, because when I woke up, I felt this tightness in my solar plexus. I felt like a sense of control coming back, creeping back. So the word that I picked for the day was allow. And every time I felt the tendency to want to control things or whatever, I wrote the word down. I walked with it throughout the day on a piece of paper. I'd look at the word, center myself, and then move on with my day. So that's really simple. You don't have to be an energy master to do that. A really simple way of shifting your energy and lifting and elevating it.
What are some of the common signs that people can look for that way that they will know that they're facing an energy block?
Okay, everybody, it's Michael E. Cullen II.
And I'm Sesame Incarta from the All Too Real 2 podcast. We're passionate about movies, TV, and pretty much all things pop culture.
Dive into the chaos of failed sitcoms, direct-to-video sequels, and the quirky realms of cinema and TV.
Join us every Thursday for your dose of All Too Real 2 entertainment.
We'll guide you through debates like whether Howard the Duck qualifies as a superhero.
Ponder if Larry the Cable Guy could be the new Rock or Schwarzenegger.
Discover if some shows and movies should have stayed in the cutting room.
Ever heard of a sitcom featuring that dictator with the funny mustache? Well, we watched it.
We're dedicated to unraveling the peculiarities of pop culture, sometimes with awesome guests.
So, if you're into the eccentric world of pop culture,
listen and subscribe to All Too Real 2.
Available wherever you find podcasts
and on Age of Radio.
Well, an energy block is a residue of energy that was left over from an experience, typically not a great experience. And over time, as things, more and more things happen, the energy that was left behind grows, it builds and it grows deeper and deeper, and then it becomes a block. Now, what you start seeing when you've got an energy block is repetitive patterns in your life. So an example might be, as was my case, ongoing anxiety, chronic anxiety, not able to shift it. And, you know, other examples, chronic loneliness, always having money worries, not being able to speak up. You might experience chronic procrastination. So these are things that have been with you over time. And you might find that you are stuck in this repetitive pattern and unable to move forward. So the clue, Curtis, is always to look for patterns. And what's what are the big things in your life that are tripping you up?
Speaking of things that trip you up in life, give people some best practice tips on being able to still prioritize their healing while, you know, going through things that life throw at us on a daily basis.
Yes, because we're all busy and, you know, there are things we're not sitting and navel gazing and focusing on ourselves continuously. So what I always say to people is you really don't have to be an energy master in order to master your energy. Start small with a simple practice like the one that I've just given you. So, you know, pick the one word. There are other things that you can do. I can talk through a couple of other examples, but the most important thing is whatever it is that you're doing, be consistent with it, because when you're consistent with practicing energy techniques, no matter how small they are, it expands your energetic capacity so that you can live life with more expansiveness, and that you can heal deeper and faster. So there's such simple things that you can do. I've already mentioned one. A really simple way of healing energy blocks is through sleep, because actually it requires very little of us and it requires no time at all. So we all, as you know, I've already explained, I've been dreaming and following my dreams for so many decades. And I think it's such a powerful and potent time for us to heal. Before you go to sleep, get into a quiet space and just sit with yourself for a moment and set an intention that tonight as I sleep, I set the intention to heal the biggest thing that's holding me back. And in that release, to lift and elevate my energy so that I can live with greater vigor, focus, clarity, and love. You could do something, a version of that kind of intention. And then when you wake up, just document what came up. Sometimes if you don't remember what came up, all you need to do when you wake up is just what's the feeling you have upon awakening, and just write down the feeling. And then over time, as you get more and more into it, you really learn how to remember your dreams, understand your dreams, and heal through them.
So what are some of the signs that people can use to know whether or not they can actually benefit from an energy coach?
I think the biggest one is if you've got one of those patterns, but if you're stuck, if you're unable to move forward in your life, even if you really want to, even if you've really tried a lot of other things to do it, it's like when you've got an energy block, it's like driving in neutral. And it's a sign of a deeply stuck block. So that would be one thing if you're really stuck. The other thing is if you know what your issues are, but you just can't move from awareness to making change happen. So it's a sign that you're in your head. You need to get out of your head and you need to get into your heart space and work at an energetic level. So I'd say if you're stuck and if you can't move from awareness to actual change.
So what advice or what, you know, words of wisdom or what would you say to someone who might be skeptical about energy healing?
Well, there are different kinds of skepticism. If they're outright skeptical, I'm not going to try and convince them, because this isn't for everyone. You know, some people are more rational and, you know, go about their own journey in their different way. And I'm not in the movie of trying to convince people. But if people are have a question mark against it. They're not out and out skeptical, but, you know, they need a little bit of understanding. They perhaps don't understand it. What I would say to people in those instances is that your mind doesn't have to be on board for energy techniques or energy healing to work. Healing happens whether or not you understand it or even believe it. So, and it's interesting because I've been doing this for a while now, but our minds can't compute what's happening when we are working at an energetic level because it's invisible. And so it's okay not to understand it. But the invitation to people who have a little bit of skepticism is that it's actually okay not to understand it. Your mind doesn't have to be on board. Try it and see what happens.
Okay, well, tell us about your book and what listeners can expect when they check it out and where they can get it from.
Actually, Curtis, I don't have a book and I need to make an amendment on the website because when I talk about my story, it's my personal story that I talk to in podcasts. It's not an actual book. So okay. I do need to change the language. I think it's just probably lost in translation from Australian English to American English, but it has come up a couple of times and I'll make the change there. It's really the story that I tell rather than a written story.
Okay, well, thank you for clearing that up for me. You want to tell us about any current or upcoming projects that you're working on that people need to know about? I'm sure you're pretty busy.
Yeah, well, I've just had an interesting few weeks because, you know, as I've already explained, that my story has been of one who has always been seeking, like, I can't learn enough about myself and enough about others. But not everybody is wired that way. Most people got a challenge. They want to move through it as quickly as possible. And so got me thinking about what's the optimal way that I can help people release and move through their biggest blocks in life. And I thought about in my own journey, where have I had the biggest breakthroughs? And it's been the times where I've applied this methodology that I've got. It's a 28-day cycle. Work with, you know, 28 days, pick one issue and focus solely on releasing that particular issue. Pour conscious attention onto it. And so I've developed this incredible process, which is a 28-day, like a micro bite-sized transformation process that I'm launching right now. And then it happens in a group. It's not expensive because firstly, it's in a group, but also it's quoted in Australian dollars, which is very favorable for you guys. And it is a very powerful, punchy and focused way to address one thing that you want to move past for good. So it's a group program. It's called the Momentum Energy Program, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, so people can check it out and take part if they want to keep up with everything that you're up to, throw out your contact information, any websites or anything like that.
Yeah, I think, my website has got the landing page. I'll send on the link to the landing page for the notes for this podcast. But it's probably best to just reach out to me on Instagram, gabrielle.pimstone. I'm very responsive when it comes to direct messages. I actually enjoy communicating with people. So reach out to me there and we can have an obligation-free chat. I call them vision calls, where we just talk about what's up for you and I can help you get clear on what your next steps might be.
Okay, definitely get me that link and I'll get it in the show notes. Close us out with some final thoughts. Maybe if there was something I forgot to talk about that you would like to touch on, or just any final thoughts you have for the listeners.
Curtis, it's the age-old thing I say it every time, that, and I want more and more people to understand that energy runs the show. Energy is everything. If you can clear and heal the root of your energy blocks, everything, it's like a domino effect. Everything changes. Your thoughts become clearer. You live in greater alignment with your essence, with your values. Your emotions stabilize. The decisions you make are, you know, healthier. habits change, everything changes. So that would be my parting message.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Gabrielle, the energy coach, Pim Stone. Please be sure to follow, rate, review, share this episode to as many people as possible. Keep up with everything that Gabrielle is up to. If you know of anybody that can benefit from energy healing, please share this episode with them. If you have any guests or suggestion topics, cjackson102@cox.net is the place to send them. As always, thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. And Gabrielle, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
For more information on the Living the Dream podcast, visit www.djcurveball.com. Until next time, stay focused on living the dream.